Well, a while back now, but we did begin to look at the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. What you would expect to see in people that have come to Christ. Love. That was the first one that we saw. That there will be that change in us that we now love. Whereas before, maybe we hate it. So love. Brings us to the next one. Joy. Shall I begin this one? I know where I'll begin it. Yesterday, the open air, preaching out in Belper, meeting the people of that town. Well, quite early on, giving out some leaflets. Here we are. Wonder if she's listening in on this, but if she is, a bit sad. Because gave this lady a leaflet, and she was walking away from me, and, well, rather kind of prickly, defensively, I think I would describe it as that. She says, "I'm a Unitarian, and I'm happy with that." I didn't say, "I'm a Trinitarian, and I'm even happier than that." So, at least I've guarded my tongue there. Oh, how interesting. This sort of negativity and this defensiveness. I'd have thought if she was a Unitarian, and this made her very happy, she might have wanted to just share something of her happiness with me. So, of course, if you know what Unitarianism is, it won't make you too happy, really. It doesn't surprise me she wasn't very happy. It denies that there are three persons in the Godhead. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God, yes, three persons. That's what we believe. No, they say one God, one person. So whatever is meant by the Holy Spirit and the Son, well, it's the same God, or these are somebody totally different who is speaking here. So that's a Unitarian. One God, one person. No, we say one God, three persons. Actually, that makes us very happy. I don't think it did so much for her. But joy. Well, where is that to be found? Well, it's in short supply, isn't it? And very often for us as Christians, we say it's in short supply. You know, the response to the people in Belper didn't exactly do it for us yesterday. And, well, we hardly had, as ever, there much reaction at all, other than this very happy Unitarian disclosing her happiness to me in those ways that she did. Not much reaction there. Not much reaction out here in Crich either. Not much joy to be had from that. Let's look at Parliament. Perhaps that's brought us some joy this... Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Our political class there, imposing upon Northern Ireland, gay marriage and abortion and safeguards that we have in England and Wales that just got bulldozed through. Extraordinary. No joy there. I don't know, our health, vitality... I don't know if I can get too much joy out of that at the moment there, and various other things too. We can say, well, that doesn't do it. That doesn't do it. We can't rely on that to give us much joy. And a lot of those things there, in fact, sort of impinge upon us and make us really at times very, very serious. And really at times, indeed, something quite angry with what people are doing, what they're saying. And our parliamentarians at the moment bringing us huge reasons there for disappointment. But, well, the clue is here on the table, isn't it? Joy has to come ultimately, not from however well life may be going for you or for me, may be going fine at the moment, it may not be in a week's time, who knows? But from Him. It comes from Him. It's resting in Him that all joy that's worthwhile having comes. And that's not religion, not even the Christian religion version of religion. So, well, things I read in the newspaper there about some church organisations even this last week, again, don't bring me much joy at all. No, forget all of that, the hullabaloo, all the noise, the jumping around, all of that. Him, bread and wine, tells us quite straightforwardly, quite simply about Him. And it tells us what He, Jesus Christ, did, dying and rising from the dead. And we'll quickly find our joy is not in Him. If we don't think of Him and find reasons there for cheer and for hope and for looking beyond where we are to something still to come and realizing that the greatest issue of life, the forgiveness of our sin, is accomplished. The body, blood, His, and He offered it once, doesn't need to offer it again. And that is a source of great contentment, calm to the spirit. That is hope that rises up within, even with all of the other things that we could mention. And I could have added to that list, and that doesn't give me any joy either. But to think of him, that does. I wouldn't say superficial joy, or something that's just sort of, you know, the smiley, happy, clappy kind of whatever that is, joy. I don't think it's joy at all. I don't know what that is. Something else, another day for that. No, it's something deeper within the soul, a peace, a contentment, calm, assurance, a tranquility, with all of these things that are happening around us, that we still refer everything back to him, back to the one we think about later on in the service, by the one in whose name we gather here today. That's where joy comes from. And without that, whatever you have will soon pass, it'll evaporate away. It'll be fool's gold, it doesn't last, it doesn't do anything permanent and good to the soul. We're going to make sure it arises from our trust in him, the Lord Jesus Christ. 31, I know that my Redeemer lives.